According to the Austin American-Statesman, Dallas City Council member Philip Kingston, El Paso City Rep Alexandra Anayo, and Austin City Council member Greg Kassar have joined other anti-law and order liberals in signing a letter calling for the abolition of immigration and customs enforcement in the United States. The three appear to believe it wrong to enforce law, which simply echoes back to the 1970s anti-police Democrats, Hillary Clinton and all those young radicals who took over the Democratic Party so that it now openly proclaims its socialist desires. Above all else, we are responsible for the safety of people in our communities. Our government should encourage civic and community participation and increase the quality of lives of our residents. The presence of ICE in our neighborhoods, schools, workplaces, places of worship, and homes makes this impossible, the silly letter read. The claim is that the simple presence of law enforcement in our neighborhoods, schools, workplaces, places of worship, and homes makes good and peaceful life impossible is, of course, preposterous. What do these modern-day Democrats think life would actually be like without law enforcement? It is clear these people reject the idea of both national sovereignty as well as simple law and order. Funny, they claim to be for the poor and yet do not recognize that a lack of law and order, including in immigration, harms those people the most. I'm Robert Pratt. Join me here for Pratt on Texas weekdays at 5 p.m. and keep up with this commentary and others at prattontexas.com.